this is something I emphasized to you before, is what you want to accomplish in the introduction is these things. One is you want to introduce the subject. An introduction is exactly that. It's to introduce something. The second thing is you want to get hold of the audience. Remember, you're preaching to 21st century people who are highly distracted. A third of them are texting. Half of them are angry from the argument they had with their spouse on the way there. A third of them are worried about the baby that's in the nursery. You have a very distracted audience. This is not a 1952 audience. This is a very different audience. So one of the things the introduction does is to get hold. It seizes the audience. What you want to do is take them by the throat and say, "This is worth your attention." Okay, so now we're only talking about style. This sermon has excellent bones, great illustration. Now, I just want to read to you the opening paragraph of the introduction, and let's talk about ways that we can make it jump, okay? Let me take you back to early 1940s America. The U.S. is in the middle of a huge conflict called World War II. Life for Steve Rogers is not turning out as he'd imagined. He wants to fight for the cause and serve his country. He has visions of bringing the bully that is Nazi Germany to justice. Steve has his heart set to accomplish the impossible. The reality is, however, that Steve Rogers is the physical antithesis of a hero. He isn't tall or strong. He doesn't possess super speed or ultra vision. He's puny, short, weak. You know, I take personal offense at that sentence, by the way. He is puny, short, weak, and no doctor will pass him to join the U.S. military. Steve Rogers does have one thing that catches the attention of the man who would change Steve's life forever, and that thing is heart. If you haven't guessed already, Steve Rogers is Captain America, and Steve Rogers has heart. It's a good introduction. There's nothing wrong with that introduction. That is a good introduction. I'm the listener. I'm going to pay attention. But let's take a more disengaged listener, the casual pew sitter who's there. Is there anything we could do to slap that guy in the face to make this pop? From the opening paragraph, from the opening sentence. Who's got an idea? Rejected. Rejected. No good. Something like that. I like it. Remember what we said? Read the text. Have your prayer in Jesus' name. Why not have a big stamp in your hand and stamp the pulpit? 4F. Rejected. How would that make you feel? Especially at the start of a world war. You want to serve, and you got nothing. Good. Who else? That's what I'm talking about, the style, okay?
I was just going to say, make it personal. That's what that does. It makes it more personal than reading a story about someone else.
Mm. Good. Make it personal.
Yes.
Okay, so even if you didn't start with rejected, the word rejected is a powerful word. That's a hot word. It's hot negative, but hot is hot, okay? So, but let's suppose that you just say that you just start with you. Imagine you are. It gets people there, okay? What else? Who else has got an idea? Yeah.
Start off with something similar, but start off with hero. Don't you want, everybody needs a hero. You want to be a hero.
Good.
So America's looking for heroes.
Good.
And then tie it back into, well, we're not all heroes.
Good. I like that. Heroes. Everybody wants one. Everybody wants to be one. Everybody would like to be a superhero. I want to leap buildings in a single bound. So did Steve. You see my point? It puts sizzle on it, okay? It's a very good sermon. Excellent bones, clear illustration, great structure. Steve said he preached recently and use this format and structure. How'd that work for you? See, the goal is for your listener to think you're a better preacher than you are. That's the goal.